Okay, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR at 855 AM. And on the line, we have Peter Boyle from Rojava Sydney Solidarity, or Rojava Solidarity Sydney. And he's been heavily involved in solidarity campaigning around the Kurdish struggle. And we have him on the program today to talk about the ongoing campaign to free Abdullah Öcalan, who is the imprisoned leader of the Kurdish Workers Party, PKK, and has been imprisoned for years in the Turkish prisons. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
So I guess to start and kind of start off, what can you tell us about, give a bit of, I guess, an overview and the background to this campaign to free Abdullah Öcalan? And also, maybe, yeah, we'll talk a bit more in detail from there.
Well, the campaign has been going on for many years because Abdullah Öcalan was abducted way back in 1999 when he was on the way from Europe to visit South Africa at the invitation of Nelson Mandela. And he was abducted in an extraordinary security or, you know, intelligence operation, a combination of the Turkish intelligence, the CIA, and Mossad. They abducted him in Nairobi and took him back to Turkey, where he has been a prisoner ever since, and he's locked up on this prison island called Imramli. Most of the time, he's been the only prisoner on this island, guarded by 1,000 Turkish troops. Since 2009, there have been three other prisoners, I think, on the island. But most of the time, he's kept in isolation. He's not allowed, has not been allowed to have regular visits by his lawyers or his family. So, you know, he's, I mean, to sum it up, I mean, Öcalan is seen by many Kurds, by most Kurds, as the sort of Nelson Mandela, their Nelson Mandela. And it's a good comparison, and it's one that we are using as a central part of this campaign. Now, the campaign is an international campaign. It is running for 12 months. It started last November, and Australia has been part of it. And you know, despite the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic, we've been able to do quite a lot, quite an extraordinary range of activities, from car convoys in Sydney, numerous demonstrations, and I think Melbourne, you know, as the pandemic conditions eased up, has had a couple of actions, and in Perth, they managed to get a sky sign, a plane to pull a Free Öcalan sign across the sky over Perth beaches. So there have been a variety of actions like this, and as well as collecting signatures for an international campaign for a statement calling for his freedom. And I think the numbers have got off to several million now internationally. And people in Australia can sign by going to the visiting the Australians for Kurdistan page website. And there have been letters to the United Nations, and a whole series of forums and discussions. And tonight we're having a very interesting one. Australia's hosting an interesting one with international guest speakers. We include Claire Baker from the British Trade Union, Unite the Union, and as well as a former Icelandic MP, Ögmundur Jonasson, and Australian left-wing author and academic John Tully. The point of this forum is to share the story of how Unite the Union in the UK was successful in getting the UK Trade Union Congress to take on the campaign to free Öcalan. Back at its annual conference in 2019. I mean, you know, I like to think that maybe one day we could be nearly as successful in Australia and get the trade union movement here, the ACTU, to do the same. So that's one of the key if you like, objectives of this forum. And it's a free webinar. And you can watch it. You can find it by on YouTube. If you look for the YouTube channel of Australians for Kurdistan, it'll start at 7 p.m. Tonight.
And, Thane, do you have a quick question you wanted to ask?
Yeah, so the Nelson Mandela, you've mentioned, Peter, that there's this idea of comparing Abdullah Öcalan to like the Kurdish Nelson Mandela. Is that comparison overhyped? The insinuation there would be that Kurdish people face a sort of apartheid. How would you compare the situation for Kurdish people in terms of the second-class citizen treatment that they face and the political repression that they face to what it was like in South Africa before apartheid was ended?
Yeah, there definitely is, systematic discrimination and oppression of the Kurdish people, most particularly in Turkey, but also in Iran, in Syria, except now they've liberated most of the area they're living in, and in Iraq. The worst is really in Turkey. They've literally tried to wipe out the identity and the culture of the Kurdish people, banning the speaking of Kurdish for long periods of time, even trying to prevent them from celebrating Kurdish New Year. Nevruz, which was celebrated quite recently, despite the fact that Kurdish people are a large section of the population, and they have tried to become part of the political process by if you like any means necessary. Now the PKK or the Kurdish Workers Party took up armed struggle, but has constantly made overtures to have peaceful solution to the conflict. And ironically, Öcalan was abducted in the middle of a unilateral ceasefire by the PKK with Turkey. They've also supported above-ground parties like the People's Democratic Party, or HDP, which is the third biggest party in the Turkish parliament. And yet, right now, the Turkish authorities are trying to ban that party. They've systematically removed all the elected mayors and co-mayors, many of the MPs, locked them up in jail, kicked them out of office, replaced them with appointees by the ruling party. And so you could say this, that there is this element of an apartheid-like situation that the Kurds suffer, particularly in Turkey. But the other comparison, I think in a sense politically, it's the most useful comparison. The freeing of Nelson Mandela actually allowed for, if you like, a political break, a negotiated solution, if you like, that ended the apartheid regime. And the argumentation here is that by freeing Abdullah Öcalan, a pathway opens up to a peaceful solution in this area. And the terms of this peaceful solution have been, not only outlined in words, but in practice. And basically, the followers of Abdullah Öcalan have said, look at Rojava, look at what the Kurds have done in the north and the east of Syria. They are prepared to have a society built on autonomy, on a form of grassroots democracy that is inclusive of different nationalities and different ethnicities. And they're saying, we're not just saying, okay, free our leader and we'll have negotiations. We're saying, look, we're putting some pretty strong cards on the table. We can show in practice that there is the possibility for a peaceful negotiation. They've even pulled back on the demand to have a separate nation state. Okay, fine. If you can give us autonomy and you can give us grassroots democracy, and stop the war, you know, we are prepared to work within the existing national boundaries in the Middle East.
Yeah, so Peter, maybe the next kind of question to kind of resolve, to conclude this interview since we're running a bit low on time now is, I know this campaign has the seeds of becoming a very kind of serious sort of campaign with all the different Kurdish solidarity groups, including Australians for Kurdistan, Rojava Solidarity Sydney, all kind of behind it. For our listeners, how can people kind of get behind and kind of support this campaign? Obviously, there's going to be the webinar that's happening at 7 PM tonight. But what are the kind of like the other kind of actions and tasks that, you know, people can kind of take and some of the initiatives that the campaign is going to be doing?
Well, I think the most important thing is to go straight away to the Australians for Kurdistan website and sign on to the statement. That connects you to everyone else. Now, the reason I'm telling you to go there, I'm not telling you to go to the Rojava Sydney Solidarity Facebook page or the Western Australian Group's Facebook page, is that one of the terrible things we face is systematic discrimination on social media, particularly by Facebook. You know, I'm currently subject to massive restrictions on posting. I cannot post onto the Rojava Solidarity site simply because some time back Facebook found that I posted an image of a demonstration where there was a tiny little flag with Öcalan's face in it. And that's enough to get you into Facebook jail. And the Rojava Sydney Solidarity site is on notice that it will be suspended or closed down if it continues to do this. So we have to run a campaign to free Öcalan. But you know, if we mention him or you know too overtly or dare show a photograph or a photograph where somebody is carrying a photograph or an image somewhere, we're in Facebook jail. So go to the Australians for Kurdistan website, because that's where you can get connected with the campaign, find out what's going on, sign the statement.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Peter. Yeah. I think it's this ongoing kind of campaign to free Abulun Öcalan is, I think, a very important one, especially in terms of supporting the Kurdish struggle.
And just mentioned the webinar tonight. Go to the YouTube channel of Australians for Kurdistan at 7 PM and you can join the webinar.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you.
Cheers, Peter. Bye.